Hi, Rochelle. How are you?
I'm fine, Sarah. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Sarah, I sure want to know, why do you have to stop at 40 hours?
Well, 40 hours is the maximum amount that someone can work without it going to overtime. Once it goes overtime, then you legally have to pay them time and a half.
Okay, she's not worried about the time and a half because she thinks your company is on some mess about that anyway. So she wants her overtime. She wants her overtime because she's not satisfied with the hours she's working and her 40 hours. She's not satisfied with that. She wants to go to another company. I told her to let me work it out.
So she's not happy. She wants to work more than 40 hours a week.
Yes.
How many hours does she want to work?
She's working over 40 hours a week already. And sometimes she go to sleep with me in the bed and wake up when I wake up when I have to use the bathroom or something.
Oh, wow. I'm just looking. I don't think. Remember, I was explaining to you that even if she does more than 40 hours, it's not going to help her because she only has a certain amount of hours she could use.
Yeah, I know. She know that.
So she has
But
136 hours. So let's see how many hours she has per week. She has 136.5 divided by 28 days times 7. The max she already went over. The maximum amount of hours she should be doing per week is 34 hours.
right.
So since she's doing more than 34, she's not going to be able to work the last week of February then. So
Right.
I think you should explain to her that if she does more than 40 hours now, she won't be able to work and she won't get paid at all at the end of the month. So the point of making a schedule like this is so that we'll be able to even out the hours, and then at the end of the month, she'll still be able to clock in.
Yeah, that check she got today kind of upset her.
Let's see, what did she get today? Let me see.
Five something.
Let me look. She got 536.56.
Yeah. And that kind of upsetting her, but if she's not gonna get paid for the last week, because sometimes, some weeks at the other company, they did do more than 40 hours on a week.
Yeah, but you only have 136 hours. That's how many the state gave you. If the state gave you 136 hours, you can't go more than that.
Right. Well, I don't
Next
know.
month, let's see how many hours she'll have next month. Next month she'll have a few more hours because it's a longer month. Do you want me to explain it to her? I could explain it to her. You could put her on the phone.
Well, she's at work.
She's at work.
Yeah,
I
so
hear.
that's why I have to call for.
At the other agency where you were with before, they let her work more than the authorized hours for each month.
Yeah, some weeks when her check was short, the next week they would put her extra hours on that check. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I'm asking if
Like,
you have 136 hours for the month from the state. That's how many hours the state gives you. So did they let her do, let's say, 150 hours for the month instead?
I don't know. I don't know how it went. All I know is like if she get paid like the for something, if she worked over that, over hours, and she only got four something, the next week, instead of her getting four something again, they would put some hours on with that check from last week that she worked.
Right, but that's not the case here, because here I put all her hours in.
I know.
She has so many hours. She worked all week.
Right. So, some weeks, like next week or the last week of February,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Is there a way that you could put some of her hours that she worked on to the next check?
Oh, you're saying the ones from, let's say, Saturday that we couldn't put in because it was more than 40?
Right.
Well, then she's just going to be able to work less hours the week. It only can go up to 40, so you're saying she wants to work less hours this week?
Yeah, she would work less hours the last week. I don't know how it go, but she would want more than $500 and some a paycheck. So
well, that's going to be about the maximum amount she's going to make.
Let's just wait until next month. I'm going to tell her to wait until next month, and we'll work something out.
Mm-hmm.
I hope
like
she'll stay. I hope she'll stay.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. But also, can you try to tell her that she shouldn't, at the end of the month now, she's going to be able to clock in so far about 10 hours less than... Then she'd be able to clock in for only like 30 hours. No, 25.
Yeah, sometimes when she falls asleep, she wake up and clock out late. So, but I told her that you'll take care of her hours at the end of the week.
Oh, so for this week, there's some, let's say for this week, let me go into it. I see. On Thursday yesterday, she was clocked in for 9 hours and 45 minutes. Is that correct or no?
Yeah.
9 hours. Wow. Okay. And then 7 hours on Tuesday and 7 and a half on Tuesday and on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Monday, she didn't clock out, so I need a timesheet for that day.
Sunday?
No, Monday, the 9th.
Okay, send me one and I'll send it in. I'll send it in today. It'll be after hours, but I'll try
to
get it.
Okay, so I'll see
it
on Monday.
Yeah.
And then is she going to clock in today?
Yeah.
Because let me see if she should. Let me count up her hours. How many hours did she do on Monday?
Monday, I don't know. Because after the coma I was in, I can't remember different things.
I hear. Okay, that's all right. No problem. So I guess I'll ask her to fill out that sheet. Okay, I'm going to go and send it to you right now.
Okay, and that is, she needs that for Monday, you say?
Yeah, I'll write it in the email.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, have a great day.
Okay, thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye.